Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
These two big men came into my room around 4:30 in the morning, and they shook me awake and held up handcuffs and said, "Do you want to go the easy way or the hard way?" And I was so scared. I thought I was being kidnapped. I had no idea, you know, who these people were, and the way that they were speaking at me, screaming at me, and it was like something out of a movie. It was just something I'll never forget.
I never thought I would tell this story. I thought I would take my experiences at Provo Canyon School to the grave. For years, I hid my trauma. It was going to be my secret for life. When my documentary, This Is Paris, came out in 2020, the outpouring of support blew my mind. I realized that I had a responsibility to use my voice and platform to make a real difference for these kids, and to put a stop to the abuses happening behind closed doors. In this past year, thousands of survivors like me have shared their stories, helping to bring into public view what so many of us have locked up. Provo Canyon School will not be able to hide behind the abuse they've caused survivors any longer. I'm dedicating my life to fighting for these kids, to shut these institutions down. I've gone to Utah to help change state laws, and I've recently gone to Washington to push for change at the federal level. I won't stop until these children are safe and protected. As you listen to the survivor stories that will unfold over the season, ask yourself, does anyone deserve to be trapped in treatment?
iHeartRadio, London Audio, and executive producer Paris Hilton, this is Trapped in Treatment, exposing the inner workings of one teen treatment facility each season. We're your hosts. I'm Rebecca Mellinger.
And I'm Caroline Cole, one troubled teen industry survivor.
And one investigator.
On a mission to untangle the truths of an industry plagued by controversy, and to make sure that no child has to experience the hell that is teen treatment.
Over the next 12 weeks, we will uncover the story of Provo Canyon School, a residential treatment center for teens notorious for its use of solitary confinement, corporal punishment, and over-medication. We will hear stories from survivors, former employees, subject matter experts, and family members whose lives were forever changed. This is their story.
Wow. Rebecca. Who would have thought a year ago that we'd be sitting here right now about to bring these lovely folks into the world of Provo Canyon School?
I honestly cannot believe it. I mean, I've been investigating this industry for over a year now, and I am so excited to finally be able to share this with the world.
It is such an honor to be here, to give our audience some background, I'm a survivor myself. I was sent to a program when I was 14 years old. It was not Provo Canyon School, but it was on the East Coast, and it was actually a spinoff of Provo Canyon, and I was there for almost 2.5 years. So now, almost 17 years later, I've been drawn into this fight for change, fighting to make sure that no one else has to experience what we did.
And I am Paris's impact producer. So I joined this fight when This Is Paris debuted last year. And Caroline and I have been working side by side over the past year with Paris and with Breaking Code Silence to introduce state and federal legislation that aims to protect youth in institutions across America.
You know, I can remember the day exactly that I knew that I had to do something to take this industry down. It was way before you and I had even met. I had unearthed my old journals from when I was at the academy. And reading what I wrote when I was 14 years old and in a lockdown facility was really disturbing to me. I saw how this place had changed me. And now as an adult, I can see that clearly what happened was abuse. So as I read through these journals, it made me angry, like fiery angry. And that's when I knew that I had to use my now professional experience in mental health to make change. As a survivor, what's really interesting is watching non-survivors learn about this industry and then watching this like spark of outrage get lit inside of them and they become a part of our movement.
I grew up in this little town in Connecticut and remember kids in high school being taken in the middle of the night to treatment. I didn't think to ask questions back then. I mean, it was almost normalized, which really upset me as I thought back as an adult. I will never not fight for these kids. Once you take the time to learn about how these businesses commodify and neglect them, you can really never go back.
This Is Paris was definitely a game changer for anyone who's been held against their will in any of these facilities. For those who don't know, Paris's documentary shared the story of her abuse at Provo Canyon School for the very first time. She simultaneously, in that moment, gave us permission, us survivors, permission to talk about the abuse we experienced and brought our voices to the national stage with our hashtag Breaking Code Silence gaining millions of hits almost overnight. This show is for all the survivors, but it's also for the world, for the lawmakers, for the parents that have no idea what goes on at these places, and to the kids who never made it out. This is our war cry.
Let's start at the beginning. It's hard to imagine that someone like Paris had strict parents like the rest of us, but she grew up isolated. Her parents forbid her from seeing friends, wearing makeup, or even wearing certain clothes. She dreamed of living a normal life, going to parties, kissing boys, and having fun. Innocent, adolescent, growing up fun. In 1996, her family moved across the country to New York City. Paris was 15 and quickly grew enamored with the city's glamour, relishing the bright lights and the happening nightlife. With parents who were often traveling and a growing sense of urgency to explore the world, she eventually began to bend the rules her parents had laid out.
And when I moved to New York City, just this whole new world opened up to me, and I started getting invited to all these nightclubs and parties and events. And I was living at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, and, you know, it was tempting to, you know, go to these places I was being invited to. So when my parents went out of town, that's when I started sneaking out at night and missing, you know, being late for school, ditching classes, and just sneaking out. And then my mom, when she got back in town, found out one night.
Kathy Hilton, the matriarch of the Hilton family, had always wanted the best for her children. An elegant and glamorous woman, she had sent Paris and her sister Nikki to etiquette classes, hoping to shape the self-described tomboy into a proper young woman. She knew the dangers that lay out in the world, especially for a young woman from an internationally known family. It shouldn't be overlooked that Paris was the granddaughter of one of the most successful hoteliers of the time, so media scrutiny could be relentless and ruthless.
I started being written about in Page Six all the time. And, you know, all these articles were coming out. And my parents were always very concerned about, you know, what people thought of us. And they wanted to have like this perfect family.
So Kathy started looking for solutions to what she considered to be her daughter's rebellious behavior. She found a therapist, one highly recommended amongst the family's relations. She started sending Paris twice a week, no doubt thinking that would be the end of it. Sitting with his counselor twice a week, on a lumpy couch, barely talking, bored, and wondering what this had to do with her, Paris grew more and more resentful of these meetings.
It was this therapist in New York, and I saw him a couple times, and we didn't really talk about much. He would just say, like, why are you sneaking out? And I would say, because my parents won't let me do anything, and I want to go out. I'm not doing anything wrong. And, you know, it wasn't like I had any issues. Like, I was a pretty innocent kid.
Instead of getting to the bottom of why Paris was rebelling against her parents, he instead recommended that Paris be sent to a residential program called CEDU. This program was supposed to help troubled teens by modifying their behavior. Paris didn't understand and certainly didn't think that being sent miles away from her family would help her in any way. She begged and pleaded with her parents, promising to stay home, to behave. But her parents, romanced by the promises of this program, refused to change their mind. They enrolled her in what would be the first of several programs Paris would attend. Fast forward 2 years, to the spring of 1998. After having endured two residential facilities and a wilderness program, things seemed to be better for Paris. She was home and things were quiet. No sneaking out, just hanging out with her sister Nikki and dreaming about turning 18 in just over a year. She hoped she would never have to attend another program. But then one night, Paris was awakened by two men shining a flashlight in her eyes. Ripped from her bed, blindfolded, and handcuffed. Screaming and crying for her parents as she was dragged out, she saw them standing by their room looking down. They didn't say a word. Abandoned. Betrayed. Where were they taking her? Where would she end up? She had no idea what would happen next.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Paris was being sent to treatment, to a facility far away from home. The stories that surround these institutions today are hard to listen to and even harder to comprehend. Being taken in the middle of the night, schools leaving children and teens more damaged than they arrived. But where did it all begin? What we know as the troubled teen industry, in a way, started with President Ford. He passed a law in the 70s called the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Act. It sought to address concerns many Americans had about rising crime rates among youth. When Ford passed the law, he believed it would assist struggling teens and adolescents who might otherwise end up in correctional facilities or mental institutions. The law provided funding for people to start what were called community-based programs, local facilities where teens could be treated, ethically cared for, and eventually returned home. They weren't quite medical facilities, but they also weren't traditional schools. Programs like this flourished after the law was passed, and the result? The troubled teen industry, a multi-billion dollar industry of residential treatment facilities, known as RTCs, that focused on youth with a range of behavioral, emotional, and substance abuse issues.
The troubled teen industry is a set of diverse institutions which have the goal of breaking a teenager down in order to fix them.
Maya Salovitz is a journalist and the author of Help at Any Cost, How the Troubled Teen Industry Cons Parents and Hurts Kids. She says these groups are designed to isolate kids. They often are done in the woods or other remote settings, a kind of camp, if you can imagine.
But the thing that holds it all together is the abuse is the treatment. And the way that these programs are set up is designed to produce compliance.
Maya struggled with addiction during her teen years, so she was familiar with the idea of treatment. It was something she resisted. The idea of being publicly attacked and humiliated seemed cruel, something to be avoided at all costs. So when she read a New York Times article in 1986 about a program called KIDS, she felt compelled to do something.
Just reading this profile of this place, which was a sympathetic portrait of abuse of children, I wrote a letter to them that said, remember cults, remember brainwashing? That's what this is, and this doesn't help people with addiction. Even though I had no knowledge of cults or brainwashing or anything, no specialized knowledge anyway, at that point, I was just a reader who was horrified by this thing being described as helping teenagers when it was very clear, again, that this was a terrible idea.
A terrible idea. Made worse by the fact that Ford's law, the one that helped launch many of these facilities, it lacked regulation. Most of these schools, like Provo Canyon, were operating without oversight. And here's the other thing. The government knew that. The same year that law was passed, a congressional report on the industry was issued. Members of Congress voiced concern, but ultimately nothing was done to regulate them. All the while, these facilities grew even more popular. Marketed to parents whose youth were grappling with many different educational, social, legal, behavioral, and mental health challenges, these programs quickly began to fill with children sent far from home. But these facilities weren't just a catch-all for affluent families who wanted to modify their children's bad behavior. The foster care system, juvenile justice system, and even local school districts began sending youth who were declared ungovernable. The therapies they were forced to endure included physical restraints, solitary confinement, food and sleep deprivation, and overmedication. The question is, how did these facilities quickly turn into centers synonymous with abuse?
Back in the 1950s, when Synanon came to public attention, it was a drug and alcohol rehabilitation program.
I found an environment that was a loving environment. I found a place that was humane, and I found a place that was very firm. All of the things that I needed to change my behavior.
Synanon, the highly controversial drug rehabilitation program created by Charles Diedrich in 1958. Members of his program played a game, the Synanon game. They would share raw details of lived trauma, exposing the inner workings of their families, lives, and emotions, only to be verbally attacked, degraded, and torn down by other members, a form of attack therapy. It promoted this ideology of tough love.
So the idea was that you create an environment and change the behavior by controlling the environment.
This was the middle of the human potential movement, a period in history kicked off by the 1960s. Spirituality, self-help, and self-improvement were the buzzwords, with drugs, sex, and free love in the background. People believed that they could change. They wanted to change, to become enlightened. So when Synanon seemed to be making upstanding citizens from the formerly destitute, it was widely accepted as groundbreaking. It grew from a nonprofit to a religion to a cult. In the 70s, the mission changed from drug addiction to psychotherapy. The focus shifted to juvenile delinquents in the middle class as Diedrich aspired to grow his $2 million per year nonprofit into something even larger. U.S. Senator Thomas J. Dodd called Synanon the miracle on the beach. Psychologists took notice. Hollywood even made a film about it.
Yeah, but the reality, there was a dark side to the self-improvement industry. Often led by overzealous leaders or self-described healers, it lent itself to an abuse of power.
The whole idea is that the customer is always wrong. And anything you say to defend yourself is a defense and must be broken. Which means that if the person over you is abusing you, you have nowhere to go because you can't go outside the chain of command. And so this just creates an abusive power structure that is replicated in many of these troubled teen places. And it creates this idea that is truly sociopathic, which is that harming people emotionally helps them.
As Synanon was gaining in popularity and public approval, residential programs with similar ideologies began opening up around the country. These programs focused primarily on attitude and viewed special education and mental health challenges as mere character flaws that teens could overcome by will. So they took the tough love as treatment philosophy and ran with it.
Initially, these places were just aimed at kids with drug problems. But then, really, they didn't even have to actually use drugs. They just had to dress as though they might be considering using drugs. And that was considered a sign.
A booming industry that preyed on adolescents at the most challenging time of their young lives. Fear of drug addiction and life going off the rails were the reasons many parents sent their children away.
But as a parent, where else could you turn? Stressed out, overwhelmed, trying to find help for your child without any real information or support. Should a child with anxiety or previous trauma be receiving the same treatment as one that's addicted to opiates? Clearly not. But when you're desperate for help, overwhelmed with a child with needs far above what you're capable of offering, it can be easier to overlook the details. After talking to Maya, we had more questions.
I was immersed in this work, beginning especially in the late 1970s, ended up doing a lot of research and writing on this subject. And that was before the formal emergence of what we now call the struggling teen industry.
That's Frederick Reamer, a professor of ethics at the Graduate School of Social Work at Rhode Island College. He's authored several books on the topic of teen treatment. We'll hear a lot from him this season.
As my career has unfolded, I have learned a great deal about these various programs designed, again, in principle, to assist struggling teens. And what I've learned in a nutshell is that while many of these programs, in my opinion, can be very helpful, they're very constructive, they're professionally run, there are many programs that should not exist.
The boom of treatment centers was a profitable windfall in the private sector, with RTCs operating in a yet unregulated space. Were they schools, psychiatric facilities, detention centers, group homes? Most weren't accredited. There was no regulating body or organization at the time. And the staff? Mostly high school graduates with little to no training. It soon became clear that there was a problem here, one that would grow more damaging as the years passed by.
Part of my mission in life is to try to separate the wheat from the chaff, to try to identify those criteria we can use to distinguish between the professionally run constructive, therapeutic programs, and those that, as I said a moment ago, in my opinion, should not exist because they violate ethical standards in the profession. I think there's in many of them, a track record of harming youth.
Today, there are thousands of congregate care facilities in the U.S., housing over 120,000 youth annually. Even after years of controversy, thousands of children are still being sent to these programs, subjected to unethical boot camp-style treatment, with little being done to stop it.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, Healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When This Is Paris aired last summer, Paris revealed the truth of her abuse at one school in particular, Provo Canyon School, a youth residential facility located in Provo, Utah. From the outside, Provo Canyon School seemed like a safe place. Neatly manicured lawns, picnic tables, and even a pool. It was set up as a residential treatment center for youth in the 70s. They professed to provide therapeutic care for troubled teens. But inside the facility, it was a very different story.
I was there for 11 months, so it was just, I never knew when I was going to be able to have, freedom again or to like go outside or see light or anything I would do. I would get in trouble, like for crying, you get in trouble. Like basically there was so many rules that were like impossible to even follow because there was a rule for every single thing. It was almost like they made these rules because they wanted them to be broken.
Assigned a number and a pair of sweats, Paris would endure physical torture and humiliation for over 11 months. She details being made to strip down and being thrown into solitary confinement. She survived her experience, though it would haunt her for decades to come. The next 20 years were full of highs and lows. Nightmares haunted her, a constant reminder of the 11 months she spent far away from family and friends. But in the summer of 2020, Paris made a decision, one that would change the lives of both herself and thousands of other survivors who had been silent for far too long. Her documentary made headlines, shocking fans and family alike. Now others have begun to come forward, to share their stories, to expose the truth of Provo Canyon School, and to finally close this chapter.
Should schools like Provo Canyon School even exist? What good are they doing?
And if they are to exist, who's responsible for ensuring they are taking good care of these kids?
We've spent the last year asking these exact questions and riding the wave of not just a reckoning, but a movement.
This isn't just a podcast about an industry that existed in the past. This is today, tomorrow, and the next day's story. Until we stop it.
Thank you.
the beginning of every survivor's journey.
What? What's happening? Who are you? Mom, where are they taking me?
Often taken in the middle of the night, crying out for parents, instructed not to respond. Every experience is different, but one thing seems clear. The beginning is sometimes the hardest part. Next time on Trapped in Treatment.
Hey guys, it's Caroline and Rebecca. Thanks for listening to episode one.
We're so glad to have you here. Just a heads up, we'll be hearing some pretty intense stories this season. So if you're a former survivor or a former victim of any sort of abuse, please listen with care.
Our goal is to spread awareness, not cause any more harm. So I encourage you to pause, skip, or stop anything that feels too triggering. We're happy that you're here.
If you're interested in getting involved in our efforts, head over to trappedintreatment.com or check us out on Instagram at trappedintreatment.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.